The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapparo, the founder, the voice of End Time Headlines, and we want to welcome you to the broadcast today. It is Wednesday, July 8th. It is approximately 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and we are bringing you a message today in which I blogged a little bit about this today on our main website, but I want to talk about this more in depth. And I want to talk about the danger of rejecting modern day watchmen and prophets. The danger of rejecting modern day watchmen and prophets. Again, we want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. If this is your first time joining us, again, I am Ricky Scapparo, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. If you're watching by Facebook Live and it's your first time, please let us know where you're joining us from in the comment section below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you guys on YouTube, same goes for you guys. And we want to welcome all of our podcast audience as well. Thank you for coming on to the program today. So let's get into this thing, guys. Many of you guys have heard the circulated warning dreams of Dana Culverstone from Kentucky. He's a pastor from Kentucky. We talked about this recently. I think it was last week. We did a segment on that. He did this message on Facebook Live, and it's been circulated. It's gone around America. I would even venture to say it's probably gone outside of America. I've actually spoken to Pastor Dana by email and by messaging, and we are working on trying to get him onto the program. So this is very exciting. I'm hoping to get him on next week. We're gonna try our best to get him onto this program. We're going to do a live Zoom meeting with him. We're going to go in depth about his dreams, and we're going to talk about some discussion on that. So that's kind of the backdrop of, I want to get into what I'm seeing in the body of Christ right now. As I read the transcript of his warning dreams that came, again, this was several weeks ago. We shared them on our site here. You can go to our archives at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can find those. You can read the transcripts there. We posted it in an article form, and the video of that is there as well. And it's also on YouTube. It's on Facebook. Again, if you type in Dana, D-A-N-A, Culverstone, C-O-V-E-R-S-T-O-N-E, you're going to find what we're talking about. Now, I want to talk about what I am disturbed about, what I've seen happening right now. And that is that many of these dreams, these cessation of dreams, have been wrote off by many in the body of Christ as fear-mongering or sensationalism. Now, there's predominantly two groups of individuals that have wrote these dreams off. One is the group that believes in what's called sensationism, and they believe and teach, and they heed to a doctrine that believes that God no longer speaks through prophets. He no longer speaks through men and women of God today by giving them dreams, by giving them visions, or even warnings to give to the people. They don't believe that. They believe that all prophets and all apostles and the working of that ministry was ceased in the fourth century. Therefore, we have the written word of God, in which, thank God for the written word of God. We thank God for that. But again, you're looking at a pastor, you're looking at a man of God that does not believe that God is no longer giving dreams, no longer giving visions. He's no longer pouring out his spirit. He's no longer using men and women of God through the supernatural means of the Holy Spirit. I do not believe that. I 100% believe that God is still pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. He's still using sons and daughters. He's still using men and women. He's still raising up prophets. He's still raising up watchmen. And he's still giving dreams and visions today in the body of Christ. So that's, again, if you hold to that belief of sensationism, and I can name some well-known leaders in the body of Christ that not only believe that, but they teach that. Many of you, you may have a Bible from one of these individuals that has wrote study Bibles on that. But nevertheless, that's one reasoning for many to write off these as fear-mongering or sensationalism. The second group of individuals are those who I believe are what I call the ear-tickling generation, the ear-tickling generation. These are those in the body of Christ that only embrace a one-sided message. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. I even read a little bit of, there was an article that came up. We did not share this on ETH, but it was a scathing rebuttal from an individual who blogged about Pastor Culverstone's dreams. And in this writing, in this blog, they pretty much made an assertion that God no longer brings judgment and God no longer brings correction to the body of Christ. And therefore, all these warnings was, again, sensationalism. It was fear-mongering. It was fleshly. And it was not inspired by the Holy Spirit. Well, again, in my opinion, I totally disagree with that. These men, such as Jeremiah the prophet, were not only, and I'm talking about the prophets of the Bible, not Dana Culverstone, so I just want to make that correction here. These men, such as Jeremiah the prophet, were not only prophets in their day, but watchmen who stood up and gave strong warnings and rebuke only to be met with scoffing and rejection. And sadly, most of the rejection came from the very people in that they were associated with. Today, in today's vernacular, it would be those in the church. It would be like a prophet standing up in the church and giving a strong word of correction or a strong warning to the people, and the people reject the prophet. Okay, that's what we're talking about here. And sadly, most of the rejection, again, came from their own people that would most likely think, that you would most likely think would be the first one to heed these warnings and support the prophets. But nevertheless, another one of these prophets, such as the prophet Jeremiah, was the prophet Micah. Now, this is many scholars deem Micah as one of what's called the minor prophets, not the major prophets. I believe all prophets are major. I don't like categorizing prophets as minor or major. I believe any prophecy that's inspired of the Holy Spirit, inspired by God and given to the people and to a nation is not a minor thing, but a major thing. Come on, somebody. Can I get an amen there? This prophet Micah was most widely known for his prophecy of encouragement and exhortation regarding the coming of the Messiah in Micah chapter 5. Now, when I said the name Micah as the prophet, and you thought of the book of Micah, you most likely thought of Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Because why? Because it's a word of exhortation. It's a word of comfort. It's a word of prophecy dealing with what would be the coming Messiah, the Mashiach, the Jesus Christ, the one who was prophesied and foretold to come. And that's Micah 5, 2. But you, Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. Again, it's Micah 5, 2. And of course, when we read Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 6 in the New Testament, that passage recalls what Micah says, and it goes into elaborate detail in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. Now, let me read that real quick. Quote, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. And when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet," and they quote Micah, And they give you the scripture I just read to you earlier, Micah 5:2. So again, if we talk to most knowledgeable Christians of the Word of God, they will most likely recall this prophecy by Micah. But listen to this. Listen, clean out your ears and listen to what I got to say here. But most of them will not recall the strong warnings and rebukes that were given by the same prophet. I want to say that again. Notice this prophet gave words of comfort, exhortation, and edification. But he also gave words of correction, rebuke, and warning. All right? He wasn't a one-tongue, one-sided prophet. And the church is filled with them today. Okay? Listen, I want to read a little bit of this. Again, this is from my blog. This is written in written form today that we just posted about an hour ago on our main website. So I'm not reading from a script. I'm just reading from you from what I blogged today. So this is my own words, okay? Micah's messages, listen to this, were directed predominantly towards the city of Jerusalem in his day. He prophesied the future destruction of Jerusalem and Samaria and rebuked the people of Judah for dishonesty and idolatry. Did you hear that? And here's the scripture for that. Quote, this is in Micah, "For behold, the Lord is coming out of his place, and he will come down and tread on the high places of the earth." Now, this is the same prophet who foretold the coming of the Messiah. "The mountains will melt under him, and the valleys will split like wax before the fire, like waters poured down a steep place. All this is for the transgression of Jacob and for the sins of the house of Israel." What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? "Therefore, I will make Samaria a heap of ruins in this field, places for planting a vineyard. I will pour down her stones in the valley, and I will uncover her foundations. All her carved images shall be beaten to pieces, and all her pay as a harlot shall be burned with fire. All her idols I will lay desolate, for she gathered it from the pay of a harlot, and they shall return to the pay of a harlot." That's Micah 1:3-7. Did you hear the culture of that day? Did you hear the conditions of the nation of that day? It was filled with idolatry. It was filled with abomination. It was filled with harlotry and wickedness. They were turning from the living God, and they were turning to idols. They were turning to harlotry. And this angered the Lord God. And he had prophets in that day who he spoke through, who would stand up, and they were also the watchmen of that day, because the watchmen and prophets go hand in hand. You'll see that all through the Old Testament. Ezekiel talks about that. Ezekiel was a prophet, but he was a watchman, and he talked about that. Again, the people of Samaria were rebuked by the prophet Micah for worshiping idols that were bought with the income earned by prostitutes of his day. Micah, here's a little bit known fact in case you didn't know this. Micah was the first prophet to predict the downfall of Jerusalem. According to Micah, the city would be judged because of its beautification was financed by corrupt and dishonest business practices, which impoverished the city's citizens. In other words, oh, come on, somebody. There was dishonesty in high places. There was government cover-ups. There was corruption going on in the city, within the city, and within the walls of the city, and within the perimeters of Jerusalem. He also, now listen to this, Micah also called out the prophets of his day whom he accused of accepting money for their oracles. Oh, I'm going to say it again. Micah rebuked the so-called prophets of his day who were giving false prophecies in return for money. In other words, oh, come on, somebody. In other words, these false prophets were standing up in the church. If you don't mind, I'm going to put this again in modern vernacular. They were getting up in front of the church. They were holding conferences. They were holding gatherings, and they were gathering people there, and they were standing up, and they would give lines, and there would be $100 line here, and there'd be a $50 line here, a $500 line here, and a $1,000 line here. And based upon how much they were willing to give, these false prophets would deem what kind of prophecy they would get. If you give a $50 gift, you would get a $50 prophecy. If you give a $100 gift, you'd give a $100 prophecy. You get a $1,000 gift, you get a slap on the head, oil on your head, a slap on the back. You come on, you get I'm again, I know they didn't give out Bibles then, but I'm trying to make this as simple as we can to make this simplicity to be able to understand this. The more money you gave, the more you were showered with vain words, and you were showered with false prophecies. Come on, you were given an autographed Bible by the prophet of the day with their so-called prophecy over you. The problem was they were prophesying out of their own heart and out of their own spirit, and it was called, and it was what the New Testament writer said, it was for filthy lucre and dishonest gain. Listen to this. Here is a man of God and a prophet that was raised up in his day, not to only exhort and encourage his people, but to also warn and rebuke his people. Are you listening to me today? I got to say it again. Here was a prophet of his day, Micah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Micaiah. Not only did they exhort, encourage, and edify the people of their day, but at times God would get fed up with the sins of the nation, the abominations, the idolatry, the wickedness, the harlotry. And he would speak to these men, and they would stand up and they would warn the people if they did not repent, if they did not turn back to God, if they did not turn back to him, then calamities would come, judgment would come, poverty would come, destruction would come. And all kinds of, again, read it in Leviticus 26, read it in Deuteronomy 28. These are these judgments that would come upon nations, because they failed to heed the warning of the prophets, and they failed to honor the Lord God, the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Just like today's culture, we have people that will only hear, accept, and tolerate a message that only exhorts, only edifies, and only encourages them, but they reject any and every message that charges them to repent, turn away from, or renounce things in their lives. They only tolerate a message that feels good and rejects any message of warning and correction. Tell me we're not there today. Paul warned Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. He said the time would come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth, and they will turn aside to fables. Or in other words, they will turn aside to lies, to empty, vain words and sayings and prophecies. Now let me get back to the foundation of what spawned or what triggered this message today. And that's, again, the series of warning dreams from Pastor Culverstone. Now I want to let this be known. I'm not saying by any means, I'm not putting this pastor in the same criteria as Jeremiah or Ezekiel or Micah or Micaiah or any of these prophets. What I am saying here, and again, by his own admission, he even in the videos, he said, I am not calling myself a prophet. Never have I called myself a prophet. But what I'm saying to you today, and I want you to hear this, is there is a danger to writing off dreams and warnings that are given to the body of Christ as fear-mongering and sensationalism. Not only is this foolish, but it's very dangerous. And this absolutely parallels with what was happening in the days of the prophets of old when disaster, listen to me, when disaster and judgment finally came upon the people, it was too late for them to prepare because the people did not heed the warnings. Instead, they wrote it off. Lastly, in Micaiah's day, again, he was raised up by God, not people. So I want to close with this. Let's just say, for argument's sake, let's just say that what the pastor saw in his dreams was of God. Let's just say it is of God. Then the indictment of this is terrifying because of the response of the body of Christ. And if you don't believe me, look around, listen, watch blogs, read it, and you're going to see a lot of people have this attitude, this nonchalant attitude. And the scary thing about that is, guys, is there's going to be most of the body of Christ is not going to be prepared when true biblical judgment comes. And you say, when it comes and not if? Yes, when it comes. Because, again, I've read the Bible. I've read the prophets of old, and I've read the warnings in the New Testament by the apostles. Things are not going to get better. Things are going to get worse. Perilous times come, a time of lawlessness, a time that has never been since the beginning of time. And if the days had not been shortened, no flesh would survive. We're talking about trial. We're talking about tribulation. We're talking about persecution. We're talking about judgments, true judgments, disasters, wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes will only increase. And the scary thing about this, as more and more watchmen stand up, as more and more modern day prophets stand up and they give warnings, either through divine inspiration of the Holy Spirit, whether it be through a dream, whether it be through a vision, whether it be a download by the Holy Spirit, if these are all written off as fear-mongering and sensationalism and babble and not of the Holy Ghost, then you know what, guys? History will indeed repeat itself. And just as in the days of the prophets of old, when judgment came upon them, when the enemy came upon them, when their gates were breached, when the temple was breached, when strange cosmic signs begin to happen, when disasters begin to unfold, when things begin to take place, most of the people were not ready. They went into captivity. They were destroyed. They were lost. And my friends, we are seeing a replay of this, and it's unfolding right before our eyes. People are being sucked into ear-tickling false prophecies that are prophesying peace when there is no peace. So I know this is, again, you listen, you can do what you want, and you can couple me with all the other fear mongers or the sensationalists. You can do whatever you want to do with this message, but I'm going to tell you something. As a watchman, I'm going to keep preaching. I'm going to keep teaching. I'm going to keep watching, and I'm going to keep sounding the alarm. And when I see and when I hear things, I am not going to have your blood on my hands, because I am going to obey rather God than man, and fear God rather than fear what you and what your opinion has to say about me, or what I feel like the Lord has to say about or is saying to me, to the people of God in this hour. So again, that's the word I wanted to give you and deliver to you today. And again, I want to thank everyone who came on today for joining us to the broadcast. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You should see this come up right here on your screen. That is where you're going to be able to find us. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. that's where you can go to our main website. If you would, please go there. When you get a chance, subscribe to us. You'll get one email digest into your inbox every single day. And with it, you can be updated on all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our podcast and any kind of announcements that we may have. And as always, guys, we want to encourage you to download our free official End Time Headlines app. Again, it's the official ETH app. If you would go to it, take your device, whether it's available on tablet, on mobile, you can go to Apple, iTunes, or you can go to Google Play, depending on who you have. If you have an Android phone, go to Google Play. If you have an iPhone, go to Apple. Go there, look for the official ETH app. Or I'm sorry, the ETH logo, rather. You see that right there on your screen, right there above where it says get the official ETH app. Just type in End Time Headlines and you're going to see it come up. Download it. It's free. There's no charge to it. You will get push notifications. You will be up to date with all of our news and headlines. You will get our podcast right there on the bottom. You'll get our YouTube channel on the bottom. You'll be able to keep up with everything we do and what our ministry is doing on a day-to-day basis. And again, we want to encourage you to download it because it is free and it's available on not only mobile devices, but also tablets as well. And of course, you guys that are listening by podcast, you already know this, but you guys by Facebook or by YouTube, we do have a free podcast as well, and it's available on Spotify, and it's available on Apple Podcasts. Again, it's free. If you'd like to download that when you get a chance, again, you can just type in End Time Headlines. You'll find our free podcast where you can listen on whatever you're doing. Maybe you're driving or whatever, and you want to listen to that podcast. We want to welcome or encourage you to do that. Now you guys that are listening to this broadcast, listen, if our ministry has been a continual blessing to you on a weekly basis, it's been a source for a long time of edification, encouragement, exhortation, whatever the case would be. And you have been blessed. Your family's been blessed. You've been blessed. And you want to sow back into this ministry. You want to help us remain strong in 2020, continue to do what we're doing. We want to encourage you to either sow a one-time gift or pray about it. If the Lord speaks to you, you can become a monthly partner. And you can do that by going to our app, or if you're listening by podcast or watching by YouTube or by Facebook and you don't have our app, you can go, again, first of all, go get the app, or maybe you don't want the app for some reason. Go to the main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And go and click on where it says donate. It's going to take you to a page where you can give electronically. If you're on the app, click all the way at the bottom to the very right at the bottom. There's a place, click on donate. Again, you can give a one-time gift or you can become a monthly partner and you can give electronically there and it'll walk you through how to do that. Or you can give by check or money order. And we announced this a couple of weeks ago. You guys that are have been our continual partners and supporters of our ministry, you already know this, but our official P.O. box has changed because we have moved locations. End Time Headlines is no longer based out of Clarksville, Indiana, but is now in sunny, warm, and humid southern Monroe, Georgia. So if you wish to give by check or money order, you can make that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391 Monroe, that is M-O-N-R-O-E, Georgia, and the zip is 30655. Again, that's for those who wish to give by check or money order. Again, we always want to thank you for your prayers, your support, your giving, your partnership to this ministry. If it was not for your partnership and for your giving and support, we would not be able to continually do what we're doing on a weekly basis. So again, always from the bottom of my heart, we always want to thank you. Again, if you want to know what to pray about for us, again, we are still in the transition period. We're still not in our actual home. This is not my office. This is a friend of ours that is allowing us to use this and put our equipment in here and do these recordings. And they're like family to us. And We're very grateful for that. But our home is still on the market back in Indiana, and we are praying and believing for a sale of that home quickly. But we want the right people to come. We believe that God is raising up someone, a family who is the right fit for that home. They're going to walk in and it's going to fit every criteria and what they need in a home. So we're believing for the sale of that home and that it will be exceedingly abundantly above all that we could even ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. That's Ephesians 3:20. So if you would like to agree with us in agreement, please continue to pray for that our home would sell in Indiana and that we can get the ball rolling and move forward with possessing the home that the Lord has for us here in our new location in Georgia. Again, we are stepping out in faith. We're seeing God move supernaturally already, and this is just the final step to do that. So let me pray for you guys before we close this broadcast. Today is Wednesday. We will take tomorrow off. We'll be back on here on Friday. We'll bring you a prophetic word, or we'll give you a devotional word, whatever I feel like the Lord is leading us to deliver to the people, and we'll do that on Friday. But until then, I pray the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. May he grace you, bless you, strengthen you, protect you. May he keep you from harm, danger, any disabling accidents. I pray for the blessing of the Lord to be upon you and your whole family. I pray, Father, that you would be with your people, that, Lord, you would give the answers to those that are seeking answers in this hour, direction to those that are seeking direction, healing to bodies that are sick, afflicted, and those who have infirmities. Lord, may you heal, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, bless every marriage, bless every family, bless their children. Lord, for those that may be in the valley of decision on what decisions they need to make with their family during this time of the coronavirus, or maybe they've suffered financially, Father, we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And I pray that, Father, you would move on their behalf and do what they cannot do supernaturally, what they cannot do naturally. And Father, we thank you. And Lord, I thank you for all of our partners and supporters and those who give and support this ministry, either through financially or through their prayers and support or all the above. I pray, Lord, according to your word in Luke chapter 6, if they give, it shall be given back unto them, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And with the same measure they give, it shall be given back unto them. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God bless you guys. We will sign off today, and we'll see you Friday.